Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. One of Kentucky's agricultural hemp processors celebrated the first year of operation with a Hemp for Humankind event earlier this month. The event was held at Vertical Wellness in Trigg County with President and CEO Jay Smoke Wallen, noting the second year of production is off to a good start.
Something like 20 million pounds of hemp coming in, and so far so good. You know, it's been like all startups. We've had to scramble for the right equipment and get the right people, but you know, we've got a great team here in Katy's, and couldn't be happier being based out of here, and excited for this harvest. You know, it got real rainy in July, and everyone was worried about the crops and what was going to happen, and we made it through that, and now we're at that point in time when this is when the money comes in.
Wallen says passing of the 2018 Farm Bill spurred some major growth for their company.
Went out and did about 2,500 acres once the Farm Bill passed. We bought $5 million worth of seeds and worked with local farmers to get them planted, and you know really bet big where we believe the market's going, because you know we really believe in what this plant can do for everyone. And
he adds the first year had a number of challenges, with the Katy's facility continuing to grow and increase production.
We got in the ground earlier. We had better genetics. The crops look great. We've got a lot more of our equipment in, although more and more is coming in literally every week. So there's a lot more investment going into the processing side. And, you know, hopefully over the next, you know, couple of months, we'll have that fully built out. But we're processing, you know, two shifts a day right now.
We'll have more in a moment.
Farming in Kentucky has seen dramatic changes over the past century. New technologies, new practices, new ways of bringing products to market. In the midst of these changes, the future of Kentucky agriculture demands that tomorrow's farmers be educated in the field and in the classroom. As we commemorate our 100th year of service, Kentucky Farm Bureau proudly supports giving young farmers the tools, skills, and knowledge they need for success. Why Farm Bureau? Because education ensures a brighter future for all Kentuckians. This message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau.
Vertical Wellness President Jay Smoke Wallen says the partnership with Murray State University is helping guide them and other processors with agricultural hemp.
We weren't allowed to study it for so many years, so Murray State's taking a lead across the country in terms of their leadership of, you know, studying both the farming as well as the output, right? What we do with the CBD and the other cannabinoids. So we're excited to be a partner there and, you know, really advance the science.
He adds the company is perfecting the process of extracting CBD oil from the hemp plant.
CBD will go into everything from, you know, topicals and pain patches to tinctures to food and beverages and gummies and all kinds of things.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.